Right, just come back to the non-conformism I was talking about earlier on in the 17th century. Well, one of the things I haven't mentioned is the role of women in that. So I would argue that 17th century in Britain is an amazing period for women to start to take on social roles and in fact political, religious roles at that time. And one of the figures that's really important in Bristol's history, has certainly been popularised since the 1920s, is Dorothy Hazard, if you've ever heard of her. But, Dorothy Hazard, or Widow Kelly, I think she was known as at the time, before she got married, was one of the founders, or one of the key people, movers, in the breakaway, in the non-conformism, actually in Bristol, in the breakaway from the established church. And we don't know an awful lot about Dorothy. What we do know is that she famously, you weren't meant to work on Christmas Day. Right? There were these rules about what you were allowed to do by established religion. And she famously used to sit in her shop, spinning in the front window. That's the kind of thing she was doing, making protests about religious conformance and opposing that. And she's very much associated with what is now the Broadmead Baptist Church, which is at the bottom of the hill there. If you go down to the bottom of the hill by Tesco, you can go and have a look in there. It's the new Baptist church. But originally the Baptist church there is where Dorothy Hazard was associated with. Why was she so important? Well, you could argue she's one of the first women preachers that appeared in Britain at the time. And obviously couldn't happen in the established church. It happened in non-conformist religions, particularly happened in these religions, these religious levelling organisations that started to allow ordinary people to be part of the service. So I'm sure many of the Quakers could explain it better than I could, but as I understand it, these services were actually held initially, and certainly Dorothy Hazard was part of this, in people's houses. And you could just go along, and everybody could speak. So rather than having like somebody like me telling you all what to do, there would be actually, you know, you'd all be involved. It was much more like a consensus religion, something that people could partake in, something that people could speak about themselves. So it's kind of a levelling process going on. Dorothy Hazard's involved in that. They start meeting, they separate from the established churches here, they start meeting. She gets married, but kind of doesn't. In fact, it's argued that her congregation wanted her to get married, right? So she did get married and became Dorothy Hazard, but her husband was also a preacher. But she kind of broke away from that. She was, you know, clearly very much able to make her own way in the world, and so she actually preached herself and was involved in that process. She's most famous, I think, in Bristol, and there's a really great painting in the Guildhall if you get a chance to see it. In the English Civil War, in 1643, the Royalists, it was held by Parliament to begin with, Bristol. The Royalist troops led by Prince Rupert. Bristol people said that he fed his dogs better than the people of Bristol. He carried his two big hounds with him. Prince Rupert and the Monarchist army are marching on Bristol, and the parliamentarian commanders here were like, basically, we've had it. You know, we're going to be overwhelmed. There's no defence. There's not good enough defences. There's only the city walls. We're doomed. And Dorothy Hazard and a few other non-conformists. And Dorothy Hazard's one of the leaders. If you see the painting, you'll see her pointing in the Guildhall. She's pointing to what is the throne gate down there that Richard mentioned earlier. And what she did with like 200 or 300 women and children was to organise the defence of Bristol. They barred the gates and they built barricades, right, to stop the monarchists taking the city. She basically said to the parliamentarian commanders, if you won't do it, we will. So she's a great heroine in that period for leading these people. And for a woman to do that in the 17th century was fairly unbelievable. In fact, name a woman preacher prior to 1640. It's very, very difficult to find anybody. She was the one. She did the business. Rupert took the city, and eventually they had to leave. I mean, they had to go underground, and they left the city. But Dorothy Hazard should be remembered for starting that, being one of the key founders of nonconformism in Bristol, and also leading the defence of the city. So, at some point, if you get a chance, go to the Guildhall when it's open on the open days, have a look at the painting, and also go and have a look at the Broadmead Baptist Church. There's a really good archive there called the Dorothy Hazard Archive, if anybody's interested. So I'll stop on Dorothy there.